Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 332, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 39, Dream Battle.
It aired November 17th, 1999, written by Jill Donnellan, directed by Worth Keeter. The Keats back.
Great.
It's been a while.
Oh, good. I'm glad. So, Jake, which two Power Ranger teams do you think are going to fight in today's Dream Battle?
My Dream Battle is the first half of Turbo, the Rangers from the first half of Turbo, versus the Rangers from the second half of Turbo. Justin has to pick a side.
Oh, dang.
Actually, my Dream Battle would probably be like Mighty Morphin versus Time Force.
I would pick and choose.
Mighty Morphin 2 versus Time Force.
If we're going like color versus color, I would want TJ versus Jason.
I want TJ to kick Leo's ass more than I want the fight to be good. TJ versus Jason would rule. My answer for which two Power Rangers specifically is Adam Park versus Eric Myers from Time Force, because that is the bomb. That would be the greatest thing ever.
I was going to pair up every color. I don't want to do that. I think that's too much for this joke.
Hey, we got a hiatus coming up soon. Yeah. So if you want the Dream Battle to continue, then let us know. Write in. And maybe we'll do that for the hiatus. We do have one pretty awesome episode planned for the hiatus that I'm very excited about. All right, we got two hung up on Dream Battles. We haven't even done the If You're New Here. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. And sometimes we talk about Dream Battles for a while, I guess.
One time.
Maybe it'll be a pattern. Who knows? You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because we're getting close to the end. It's 39, so we only got like 6 episodes left, which is bananas that we're that far already.
Yeah.
So, without any further ado, let's go watch a good Dream Battle.
Go Galactic!
And we're back, and we just watched Dream Battle. Should have kept my air horn open. I feel like Dream Battle is
okay.
I feel like, hold on, no, we can do this again. It's fine. It's fine.
No.
We just Dream Battle.
It was fine. I don't know if it warranted an air horn or not.
I don't think so. I just like the name Dream Battle a lot. Inspire Pro's Battle Dreams is in a couple months, and that's the same amount of stupid but backwards. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife. All your faves. Definitely others that we don't know about. We need to get on TuneIn, because if you get on TuneIn, people can hook, like, can ask their Alexa to play the Morphin Grid.
Oh, dang.
So,
Do we need to be invited to that?
No, I think we just need to submit our feed. So we gotta.
Okay, I can probably do that.
We got to set that up. So that way people can be like, Alexa, play a random episode of the Morphin Grid. And then they just get this.
Just get us yelling about
the future. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. Did I say Twitter? We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. I must have.
I think you did.
I probably said all these things. Guys, we're recording early on a Thursday. I'm all thrown off.
I don't think you said Patreon yet. Did you?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return. And like we said last time, we broke the $600 milestone. So guess what? More Tenchi Shiji Alien Fighters episodes. I know we still had one that we owed you. But again, in April, we're going to bust all those out.
Yep.
Your cup will overfloweth with USA's very own Sentai show.
Characters welcome.
It is a Friday episode. So do you want to just jump right in?
Yeah.
We start off with Captain Mutiny talking to a sexy pharaoh lady. Am I reading that right? Is that what she's supposed to be?
I think so. She's got very large shoulders.
She's got like an Anubis head. Like not like the jackal part, but like that cone headdress thing. Yeah. He's saying basically like, go kill the Power Rangers. She's like, oh, I'm going to get them. I have a great idea to kill the Power Rangers. And then we get a shot of Terra Venture like in an electrical storm, which it looks like they spent some money on. Which is weird.
Over the loudspeaker on Terra Venture, they're saying this is a mandatory evacuation. And I just don't know where they're evacuating to.
Mountain Dome.
Okay.
Woods Dome.
Just get out of the city dome?
Yeah.
Because that's where all the electrical stuff is.
They're saying, yeah, the electronics are all going wacky. There's a girl whose car won't start. Damon pulls up behind her, and Damon cannot leave something unbroken or unfixed.
This shot is so weird because there's the announcement of, like, please get out of the dome.
Yeah.
You know, a mandatory evacuation. Everyone is walking past this car, and this one girl's like, I'm driving out of here. I don't care.
Yeah. I'll hit them. I don't care. They can go around me. And then some, like, a cop comes up, a Starship Trooper comes up. I was like, ma'am, you need to leave the car. It's not working. And she's like, no, it's my car. It's like, they're all... It's like
everybody else on the Terra Venture is walking.
Just, like, take the keys. Like, everyone has the same car. It was issued to you. It wasn't, like, you didn't bring it from home. But Damon pulls up, and he's like, hey, I can fix this. And he does something, and it fixes it. And she's like... Thanks, I'm Terry. And he's like, oh, awesome. Yeah, no
Terry
problem.
Terry Venture. Nice to
Terry
meet you.
Terry Venture. Oh, yes. Canon. And if there was an episode where Terra Venture became a person, her name would be Terry Venture.
Yep.
Where's that episode? Power Rangers Lost Galaxy. You missed a step. We got some notes for you for next time you try it. So we cut to the sexy pharaoh. Her name is Hexuba.
Yep.
Which is an
That's some syllables to put together.
Hecuba is a thing I've heard. Like, it's a name. It's not like a common... Like,
oh, no,
like,
I've never heard it.
You, no, I don't think anyone's worked with a Hecuba
yeah,
before.
I never went to school with Hecuba.
But I know it's
Hecuba
like a...
Hecuba Johnson.
Yeah, it's like a name, because in Adventure Zone, that's the name that Clint pulled out for his ex-wife.
Okay.
He's like, Hecuba. And, like, so I've heard it. Like, it's a thing that exists in the world. Hexuba is a little tricky to say, and also a little tricky to write, because my autocorrect wants it to be Hecuba, which is one keystroke away. So she's in this room. There's a bunch of candles, and there's like a mirror and a crystal ball. It's the fortune teller room from Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah,
pretty much. If you're familiar with Luigi Mansion,
not really.
No, it's my favorite Mario game because I'm a weirdo. So then we cut back to Damon, who's getting home, or no, he is home, and he's drinking a bottle of water with some pink lemonade in it, it looks like, but he's drinking it as if he has just cracked open a cold one. Like, he takes a sip the same way that I take the first sip of a beer. It's just so funny that he's like, after a nice day at work, I have this water bottle with a label torn off full of pink lemonade.
One drop of some nice crystal light in there. Mmm.
Awesome. My fave. But someone knocks on the door. It's Bill Mummy from Twilight Zone. That's a specific joke.
That is.
Okay.
It's just a nerd with flowers.
Yeah, but he looks a lot like Bill Mummy from the Twilight Zone. Okay, you remember?
I need to see.
Okay, in Santa Claus 2 and 3.
Yeah.
The little sister, Charlie's little sister. I don't remember her name.
Oh, I don't either.
Laura, maybe?
I was barely paying attention to 2 and 3.
I liked them. I thought they were actually pretty good. 3's not as good as 2, but I think 2 has some good stuff in it.
You're right, though. It definitely is this person.
Yeah, it's right. It's Bill Mummy. But his daughter is that girl, and she looks just like him. And it's like, this is the middle stage. Like, if she had an older brother, it's this boy. And he is like, hey, got you some flowers. Damon's like, oh, thanks. And it says, does it say to Damon or to the guys?
It says to Damon from the girls.
Okay. So he's like, oh, why are they giving me flowers? And like, the setup is that, and this is actually pretty clever. The setup is that it would be very easy to be like, these are from Terry. But
right.
No, it's from the girls. Keep this in your pocket. So he takes a sniff and passes out because it's a prank. It's prank flowers. You've been pranked. He like wanders over to his bed and climbs in like in his jumpsuit and his shoes still probably and just goes to sleep. And then now he's in a dream where it's foggy. I don't know how you would describe this. He falls in a river.
I don't remember exactly what was happening.
At some point, the ground moves, and suddenly a river is below him.
He just falls down. But we finally get the opening credits.
And that's where the theme song kicks in, and it took a very long time.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to talk about the theme song for 1 second, or specifically the opening credits, because Kendrick's Valerie Vernon is still in there, and like that's so Saban could like still pay her to help for her... was it leukemia? I think she had leukemia.
Yeah.
Her leukemia treatments, which is awesome. And then there's also that thing that Bibbs told us about how Patricia Jolly was not going to be, she was going to be credited as a reoccurring guest star, and that's why she didn't. But then Melody Perkins is in the main credits.
Yeah, I pointed that out already. First episode, I was like, oh, so Patricia Jolly couldn't get a credit, but Melody Perkins sure can.
Maybe
she just wanted less.
I think that might be it. Or the other thing is that Saban's like, fine, I'll put you in the credits. And Patricia's like, no, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, that could be. I was like, I'm actually sick of dealing with you.
I'm going to go be a firefighter.
And do a yogurt commercial.
She did a Doritos commercial.
Oh, it's Doritos. That's the same thing.
Dorito yogurt.
There's a market for that.
Cool Ranch yogurt.
There's a 1998 market for that.
Oh, absolutely.
As long as it had Extreme on it.
Yes.
Otherwise, no one would buy it.
Extreme had a very short shelf life. 1996 to 2001 is the only years that Extreme, no E at the front, obviously.
Well, no.
Could really sell a product.
Yeah. Those are the most extreme years in human history.
Yeah, obviously.
1996 to 2001.
After that, we were all about the millennium or the willennium.
And now, in the year 2018, we're bringing back the Extreme Football League.
Oof.
So we'll see how that works.
I don't want to talk about the XFL. It sounds the worst. It sounds like the absolute worst thing they could possibly do. And I can't wait for Vince to lose so much money.
I haven't heard anything about this the second coming other than they're doing it again.
Do you remember how the last one was like, no rules, just right, Outback Steakhouse football, right?
Yeah.
This one is like, no protesting. No doing anything individual. Only an hour. Vince McMahon said in the press conference for the XFL, nobody wants to watch football for 3 hours. This is going to be a tight hour and a half football game. 3 hours is a ridiculous amount of time to watch a sports entertainment product. You idiot. You old idiot.
Oh, God.
It drives me crazy. Also, if you protest, like if you like kneel during the national anthem, you're like fired, which is
this is Donald Trump's football.
It's super Republican football. My favorite thing is the first person to do that. Like my brother and me pointed this out, is like, it's going to be 500 times more impactful the first person that kneels during the anthem when it's literally illegal, right? Because they don't care about getting fired. That's how important it is. You idiots. You stupid idiots. Congratulations on your one season of the XFL, part two.
This would technically be the second season of the XFL 15 years later.
Well, according to their Twitter handle, they are XFL 2020. So it's a taste of the new generation. Anyway, Damon is falling. We come back from the theme song. This is all to say. Damon's in a nightmare. He's falling. But he calls his gym jammer, and he lands on it, and then, this leads to something that is kind of dumb, but all in due course. He lands on his gym jammer, he's like, alright, yeah, and he starts flying, and then it gets, like, lightning blasted out of the air, right? And he starts crashing, and he crashes it into the ground, and it's, like, sticking out of the ground. Now, here's my favorite part about this, is it wakes Damon up, right? Like, Damon comes out of it from this. Throughout the rest of the episode, A, nobody will wake up from a nightmare. And B, the thing that this gym jammer leads to doesn't come up again. This one scene set up two things that they abandoned immediately.
They watched one Freddy Krueger movie and they wrote a Power Rangers over it.
Yep, they watched the fifth one. I don't know which the bad ones are. New Nightmare is actually very good.
I've seen one and two so far.
There's a lot of tongues. Is there a lot of tongues? There's a lot of tongues going on in all the Nightmare movies.
There's a lot of tongue
movies.
Stuff maybe in the first one. The second one is Latasha's favorite, and I just did not like it because it didn't play with the dream stuff.
That's weird.
It was very bad. It wasn't good.
New Nightmare was like, they're making a Freddy Krueger movie, but Freddy Krueger is real in it.
Yeah.
Which is great. I think it was actually pretty good, but I also have not seen it since like the 90s.
I like Jason versus Freddy. Or that goes the other way. It's
Freddy
versus
Jason.
Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, Freddy gets top billing.
Yeah.
I like that one because it's the alien versus predator of no matter who wins, we lose.
Right.
But also, then Jason wins and we're fine. So, spoilers for Freddy versus Jason.
Right. Jason cuts his head off and he winks at the camera at the end.
I can't wait for Freddy versus Jason versus alien versus predator. That's going to be a great movie. anyway, so he wakes up. in a shock, and Leo and Kai are there, and he's like, it was so real. And then he explains the dream to Leo, and I know there's like the joke of like, nobody wants to hear you explain your dream. Like, it's super boring and confusing and only exciting to you. And this this perfectly encapsulates that. Because he's explaining it in weird, minute detail that it's like, buddy, you could just say it was a nightmare where you were a Power Ranger. It's fine.
I was falling. My jet jammer caught me. I crashed. I woke up.
Yeah, he needed to get that he crashed and his jet jammer was like exploded out of the air. He needed to get that to Leo for something. But then Kai's like, oh, flowers, look at these. To Damon from the girls.
This was weird because when we first got back here, it's a shot from like inside of Damon's cubby bed out into the apartment. But there's like a wall of monitors. And I think Kai was at them because Mike is not around.
Mike
is not
here.
Been Kai, because Leo was standing in front of Damon's bed.
Okay. Mike will be in this episode. And again, a lot of like there's a really confusing thing that happens with Mike later.
Yep.
I don't know. A lot of start and stops in this one. It's a pretty good episode. I enjoyed most of this episode, but there's like a couple things where it's like, were there two drafts of the script and you took and chose from both of them? So Kai huffs the flowers. It's a deep sniff.
Oh, yeah. He gets right up in those.
He's like, and then he gets sleepy because they're poison flowers. And he's like, and Leo doesn't. He goes, oh, they're from the girls, and puts them down. I was like, oh, I thought for sure Leo's going to be, let me get a hit of those flowers.
No, then Kai sees him. He's like, oh, flowers from a lady.
I better huff up on these. So after his deep, deep sniff, he is like, oh, I'm feeling very tired now. And he gets that like kind of like woozy thing.
Yeah.
And Leo's like, hey, we got to go to the megaship to do some Power Ranger stuff. And Kai's like, I'm actually going to do a nap instead. So Leo's like, all right, enjoy your nap. And he leaves.
I'll go be the intergalactic defender. Power Ranger, and you take a nap, Kai. That's on brand for you, Kai.
Here's the thing, is I want to blame Kai for this, but in the year 2018, I have a new personal initiative, and that is never be too busy for a nap. Because sometimes you just need a good nap. And like, I get it, Kai. I get it. I'm right there with you. It's like, you're obviously when I'm like, instead of editing for 3 hours tonight, I'll edit for 2 hours and take an hour nap. It's much different than, like, instead of defending Terra Venture and the galaxy at large, I will take a nap. They don't exactly scale, but still, like...
Though, to be fair, because we're about to go to the megaship with Leo, and it never comes up why they were going
there. There's nothing.
I guess they're just going to go hang out with Alpha. I bet he gets lonely.
Probably. We also haven't heard from Dekka in a million years.
Not since Andros came up, but I don't
even
know...
Did Andros steal Dekka?
I don't even know if Dekka said anything to him.
She did.
Okay, then that was the last time she said anything. He must have just taken her consciousness.
I think he took Dekka. Or he's like, hey, I'm going to mute her. It'll be funny. And then no one here knows to unmute.
Also, nobody here is used to hearing her, so they didn't notice yet.
Right.
She's just screaming.
Just a private hell. That's some portal shit right there. Leo goes there. And Alpha is fixing the Jim Jammer. He's like in a different room. He's like, ah, crap, look at this. And he's like, I've never seen a Jim Jammer this broken. And Leo's like, wait, what? Well, hold on. And he's like, yeah, I didn't know Damon was in a fight. And I was like, he wasn't. The dream is real.
And then we get the opening credits.
This will not come up again.
No, stuff happening in the dream affecting things in real life? No, it doesn't. I was excited for it, and then they just dropped it.
I thought that was
going
to be the episode. Does not happen. Also, nobody can wake up from their dreams starting with Kai going to bed.
Yeah.
That happened once for Damon, so he could get some info to Leo, so he could get this thing that doesn't come up again.
He woke up for some exposition, for some useless exposition, and went back to sleep.
It's so weird. But like, I get that they needed to get from A to B, but like they just went from A to X. And they didn't do any of the other stuff in between. So then we go back to the nightmare where Kai and Damon are fighting swabbies. Like, some swabbies come in. It's in the same... It's really cool because, like, the dream, like, resets a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, they will, like, fight into a place and then it'll reset to this, like, opening foggy starting area, which I like because it's, like, just an exhausting thing of, like, I'm trying to sleep, but I have to fight 100 swabbies. At one point, they're fighting. Like, Damon's just like, ah, crap, more swabbies. And, like, jumps, starts fighting. And then Kai, like, jumps in. And he fights in mud.
Yep.
He does some mud wrestling with some swabbies. Half of him is soaked. He's going to be walking around in squishy boots for the rest of the dream.
He does do, like, an arm drag elbow drop to one and then kicks another one, which is pretty sweet.
That was pretty rad.
It's a little bit sweeter because it's in a mud puddle.
Yeah. It's we say a mud puddle. It's like a 6-inch deep puddle, and there's mud at the bottom. So when he comes up, he's got like a muddy butt.
Right.
But like, it's not like he's not wrestling in a pit of mud.
I just like it when Power Rangers get dirty.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I like when they fight and it uses the environment and like there is like a visual consequence to their fights rather than just like, well, we fought the putties and now we're going to get in the Zords.
We got hit. We sparked a little bit. Yeah. We're all right.
Like, they're in Time Force, at some point, Wes, like, gets his helmet broken.
Oh,
like,
damn.
It's rad. Time Force rules, you guys. I know I said it, like, 100,000 times. It's the greatest. So then we cut back to the girls who walk up to their door, and there's flowers there. And they're like, oh, look at this. And Maya says, they're probably for me. Okay, Maya, you're both the same amount of pretty. I don't know.
yeah, but Maya's been here longer.
Maybe she just knows more people that would give her flowers.
She gets flowers all the time.
This is just a Tuesday for her. They open the little card and says to the girls from the guys. And like, oh, that's sweet of them. And they walk in, and then we get a shot of like from Hexupa's crystal ball of them like falling down and passing out. Like they were like, let's huff them together. And so then a crone lands on the flowers.
Yeah, I don't know how she pulled that off.
I guess she sniffed them. Maya fell asleep.
She knelt down and put them on the floor and then just curled up on them for nap.
Well, maybe Maya sniffed them first and fell down and hit her head. And Corona's like, I don't want that to happen to me. And so she put the flowers down. But this is also kind of important because of a fun continuity error later. Then we cut back. There's more fighting. The girls join them. Now the fight is happening between all four of them. We go back to the awake world where Leo goes back to the guy's apartment and he tries to wake them up and nothing doing. So he calls Mike. Mike does not answer right away. Mike's probably busy.
Yeah, he takes just about a flower sniff amount of time to answer the call.
Leo looks at the flowers and is like, maybe I should give these one good deep sniff. And he does. And then he does that like, oh no, like trying to blink himself awake kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then Mike answers and Mike's just like, yeah, Leo, what's up? But it's like far away, like it's kind of distant.
I like to think he was like in command, so he had to get away, and that's what took him so long.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like that's the only reason that it would take him 6 minutes to answer.
Because it's on his wrist. Unless he's like doing pull-ups and he can't stop because he's in the middle of a real good set.
Set a record, bro.
1,000 pull-ups. Mike answers, like, meet me at the girls' quarters. So we cut to the girls' apartment, and they open the door, and Leo's, like, stumbling through because he's, like, trying not to fall asleep. And Mike's like, all right, everything all right? And then he's like, look, everyone's falling asleep because the girls are asleep. Mike picks up the flowers. Corona is not on the flowers anymore. She has scooted off the flowers. Mike picks them up. Sniffs him because he's an idiot.
Yeah, because Leo goes over to the girls, which is weird because that's where the flowers were, but Mike didn't go over there and he got the flowers. It looked like he picked them up off a counter.
I think what happened is they it was like a perspective kind of thing because like Leo goes over to the girls and they're like kind of angled and then.
Oh no, he did pick them up off the floor because he reads the tag.
Yeah.
It says to the girls from the guys, and Leo's like, we didn't send them those.
Then they stand up, and Mike looks like he's like 5 feet away.
Yeah, Leo did walk away. I don't know why.
I don't know.
He's trying just had to go asleep. Look out the window and do some thinking.
Yeah. Maybe he's like walking over to the hammock so he can take a nap. Mike sniffs it. He's like, oh no.
Yeah, he sniffs it. As Leo turns around and is like, don't sniff. Oh.
You had to walk here. You could have told him, like, if you sniff the flowers, you're going to fall asleep because I'm sleepy. And I saw Kai sniff the flowers and he fell asleep.
I feel like Leo did not put it together until he read that tag and thought about it for 2 minutes.
No, I guess that tracks. But then that's why he went over to the window. He had to do some math. Right. So then they leave to go find the flower shop or someone delivering flowers. I don't know why. I don't know what they say.
Mike says we need to figure out where the flowers are coming from, and they leave. And they,
he says, like, we have to keep walking or else we'll fall asleep.
Yeah. So I guess they're walking to Mike's room.
Maybe.
Because that's where we go next.
Oh, is that where? Okay.
Because we bump into the flower guy, and he's like, I have these for Mike.
Kid Mummy.
Corbett.
Yeah.
His name. Yeah. And he's like, oh, his room's over there.
Throw them in the trash.
He's like, throw those in the garbage. I hate flowers.
Throw them in the trash. He's like, where'd you get him? And this flower delivery boy is not a monster. He's just a guy. And he gives up the information so fast, it was kind of charming. He's like, 101 Bleecker Street or whatever in the square. Like, he just immediately says the entire address. It's really fun.
I feel bad for him.
He's just doing his job.
Because he has, like, this pep in his step, like, I'm delivering love to people, and this is great.
And throw it away.
Throw it in the garbage. And then I imagine he's just sad for the rest of the day.
Well, next time we see flowers, he ain't delivering them.
That's true.
So, quit his job. He's going to go, I don't know, be an accountant or something joyless. No offense if you're an accountant. I'm sure it's great.
Some people dig math. I like math.
I think math is fine.
I could account.
I also...
8 hours a day, maybe not.
But. Yeah, no. My brain would get super tired. Leo leans up against the wall after Bill Mummy goes and throws the flowers away. And he, like, leans up against the wall and he starts, like, slipping down. And Mike's like, Leo, you can't fall asleep. You can't do it. And then we cut to Leo in the dream. So it didn't work. And there's, like, snow. And he's like, wait a minute, snow? There can't be snow here. Well, yeah, that would be ridiculous on your spaceship. That has,
but they do have a weather crew.
You have a
that makes weather.
Yeah, you've got a weather crew. There are domes. That
to be
you
fair,
could...
though, his last memory was in a hallway.
That's true.
So,
also, Damon knew immediately that he was in a nightmare, like right in the very beginning.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe they can just feel it.
I do want to go back to when Damon first falls asleep and Hecuba.
Yeah.
Is looking at him through the crystal ball, and she says this very poorly. She says, your reality will soon become my nightmare.
Yes.
Which, like, that's already true. That dude's a Power Ranger. And
yeah.
You're a monster. What she means is, you will live in a nightmare of my creation.
In my created nightmare. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's not the way you should say that.
She says it again at some point, like, something about my nightmare.
I think
like
she says
Power
that,
Rangers and my nightmare,
yeah,
or whatever.
She says it a little bit later, I think. But yeah, it's like, I get what you're going for. You're very close. Get a swabby, just talk it out. They don't need to talk back, just workshop it with them.
Right.
Mizzen mast. Poop deck.
Plank sails bow.
Mizzen mast is my favorite boat thing, and I don't know what it is. Just a mast on your mizzen, I guess.
Yeah,
Mike the mizzen mizzanin.
Mike the mizzen mast.
So there's, I said snow time in the dream. It's snow time now. Welcome to snow time, everybody. And so.
Snow time like snow time.
They're like, I don't know if there's a fight yet or if they're just like.
Yeah, they pretty much say, Leo, we're in a nightmare. And then Swabbies attack them.
Okay. And we come back to Mike, who is a salmon swimming upstream from people still evacuating, and he is stumbling like he's drunk because he's trying not to. He's playing sleepy.
You know how, like, when you're really tired and you walk with your arms flailing all over the place?
Yeah, and you're hunched forward like a caveman. What the fuck is that?
Big truck. Big old dump truck, I
Jesus,
bet.
Jesus, dump truck. Yeah, and, like, you, like, you can't keep your foot. And, like, look, I get it. If I, like, wake up and I'm sleepy, I do a lot of stumbling. Like, that's fine. But I don't stumble like a cartoon character.
He's not regular sleepy. He's magic sleepy.
That's true.
So who knows what that does to you.
He must not have gotten as deep of a sniff as everybody else did, because he's mostly okay.
Well, like, he's got about, I think he's fighting at about the same amount of time that Leo did so far.
No, I guess that's true.
It does look like at one point, because there's, like,
does he get hit by a car?
He does. But before that, there's, like, a path or a bridge or something, and there's, like, the ledges next to it.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to just crawl up on a ledge and take a nap. But he gets off of that, and he gets hit by a car. It's just a little smart cart, though. So he's
hey,
stop it.
The car has more damage than he does. Yeah. So then he like, gets to a wall, and he, like, puts his head against it. He's like, nope, Mike, nope. Mike, keep moving, Mike. I like this little pep talk that he has to give himself. Come back to Rangers fighting more Swabbies, and then Hecuba sends in the Pokemon Bisharp to fight them.
Yep.
We will not get a name for this monster, so I will refer to him as Bisharp.
I'm not even going to look it up, because Bisharp is probably way better a name.
Oh, yeah. It's probably like Half Moon Head.
Yeah, he's got like a crescent moon on his head, similar to an Absol, closer to a Lunala.
He's got a lot of blades.
He's very sharp.
Yeah. He's got a chest protector that will feature in maybe the raddest thing that has happened in this season so far.
Yeah.
Later. But yeah, it's he starts fighting them, and because he is a dream monster, he's invincible. The Rangers just can't, like, do anything. We cut back to Mike getting to the flower shop, and it's empty. There's nothing there. It's like 101. It looks like it's empty. So like a business has gone out of business on Terra Venture. Like what does that mean?
Or the delivery boy was also under a spell.
Oh, maybe.
Of like, you got these flowers here. Go bring them to Mike.
Right. But it is the right address because when he tries to open the door, he is teleported into her Luigi Mansion parlor.
Yep.
Where she's like, oh, I've been waiting for you. Have you?
From this point on, I just don't really understand what her plan with Mike is.
I don't think there was one. I think she's lying. Because her plan was to put Mike asleep because she sent him flowers.
So she brings him home.
Yeah.
And is zapping him with lightning, saying, give in to the darkness.
Well, they're still in the parlor. They're still at her place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And she has him like lassoed with lightning.
Yeah.
And is like, give it like, I guess trying to get him to go to sleep. It also read a little bit like trying to make him evil to send him into the dream to fight the Power
it's
Rangers.
It's the same verbiage they use when they were like trying to get Tommy to go back to the dark side.
Yeah.
Like just give in to darkness, give in to evil. But he's like, no.
No way.
No worry. We should make that a t-shirt. So we cut back to Bisharp. He too strong. Also, he has gun nipples.
Yep.
His shirt busts open, and there's six guns under there. And
Nikki Bella's his shirt open. He's got Fembot machine guns.
Yep. And it shoots at them, and it's bad because they're guns, and they all get shot at.
It shoots them off a cliff into an ocean, it looks like.
Did it?
They fall into the water, like... I thought they were going to unmorph, but it's a dream.
They didn't fall down a hill, though,
no,
first.
That's true.
A cliff is different from hill. It's that rolling momentum. Then we cut back to Mike, who is resisting, and there's a mirror on her little table, and he grabs it, and he pulls it in front of him and redirects the lightning into another mirror, into what I thought was her, but it wasn't. It hits the chandelier above her thing. Maybe it hit her a little bit, too, because she stopped shooting.
Yeah, or maybe she was just startled. I thought it hit the crystal ball.
It hits a chandelier, and that falls onto the crystal ball.
Man, what a mouse trap!
Right? That's exactly mouse trap. It's exactly the game mouse trap that no one has ever played correctly because it's boring.
No one ever plays mouse trap. They just set it up and knock it down.
Set it up, knock it down a couple times, throw it back in a box, lose the ball, and never play again.
Yeah. You have to find a marble, but it's never big enough to really do what it needs to do.
Yeah, because it's like a marble and a half. It's not the big marble. It's not like the shooter marble. It's not a little marble. It's an in-between stage that only comes in the game Mousetrap. And so then we got back to the dream. Also, I just want to point out, fun autocorrect. I tried to write chandelier. Can you guess what autocorrect changed it to? Because I was wrong. I was not even close to chandelier.
Channel.
Nope.
Nope.
Cheap deli.
Cheap deli.
Yep. Not sure what I did.
Drops that cheap deli right onto the crystal ball. That breaks the dream spell.
This is the sentence. It drops a cheap deli on the crystal ball. A stainless steel delicatessen. That's a deep cut Bond joke for anyone listening. Anyway, we got back to the dream where Bisharp is like, oh, something's wrong now.
I suddenly feel mortal.
Yeah. they lights up. And they go to kill him.
This is weird, because I thought this meant they weren't dreaming anymore.
Yeah, but they still are.
That wouldn't have made any sense.
No. It would make Power Rangers sense.
Yeah, that's true.
But so they lights up, and they do the power-up mode, and he doesn't die? I don't even know if he's hurt from it.
He knocks them back.
Okay.
He, like, deflects them. It's like a Ganondorf battle.
Does he do it with his sword, or does he shoot him? Oh, no, he shoots him afterwards.
He either has a sword or he just punches them.
Either way, he
knocks them back.
I think he had a sword because I think he drops it later. So he knocks them back and then he just opens fire on them. Damon runs through that and jumps and he starts shooting at Damon. And Damon is a man possessed and it will not work today. And so he jumps and stabs his claw into this robot's heart and rips it out.
Pulls it out of his chest.
There is a shot of his entire fist in this monster's chest, like it's the claw arm, and so like the claws are extended. It probably isn't because that would be through the man's actual chest, but it's deep in there, and he's just like rooting around, and then pulls it out, and this guy falls and explodes. It's great,
and then he grows,
and you blow up, you grow up, because that's how they do now. So then Damon calls everything because this is a Damon episode. I think this is the first time we've gotten Damon calling. I know we've done Kai, I know we've done Carone, I know we've done Maya.
Yeah, we've definitely done Leo.
Leo every other time.
This is the first time I remember Damon.
Yeah. So this is a Zord fight. It's not. It's whatever.
I don't even remember it. They call Stratoforce, but the other one comes out.
Yeah, Beef Stroganoff shows up instead of Boomer Quanger.
I don't even remember what his name is supposed to be.
Centaurus?
Maybe.
I don't know. They don't know. Nobody knows. No,
they're both Stratoforce.
They're both... Stratoforce is the team. this team Stratoforce. I don't think Stratoforce even... Or, well, whatever this red one is. I don't think it does anything.
It punches the monster a lot.
Okay. Well, then they...
Red punches him.
No. Don't... He's not... He does not deserve that.
It does light him up with some good punches.
That's true. That is true. I'll give him that.
Not like piston-powered punches like Red Puncher had, but...
Remember that boxing episode where they were fighting between power lines? He was just like going, oh, that was so good. They kill Bisharp with a sword. It's whatever. Then we cut back to Hecuba in a different crystal ballroom. Mike's gone.
I don't know if it's a different room or if it's a different angle.
I think it's Sentai footage now.
It definitely is. And it's cut with Captain Mutiny. Like, they're supposed to be in the same room, but they're definitely in different footage.
I think he's talking through the crystal ball is what it's supposed to be.
Usually they would show that.
They normally, but this is Sentai footage, so they didn't want to use anymore. But I think it's a different place, because Mike's gone. Where did Mike go? Did he leave?
I guess he, in all the confusion, he went out the front door, which was just 101 whatever street that was. Because he's back.
Yeah.
Later, he's just there again, and he doesn't even mention, like, ooh, I just barely got away.
Did he, like, when the crystal ball hit, did he just, like, teleport away? Like, there's, we don't see it. Like, there's nothing.
Also, these rangers don't really teleport, do they?
Sometimes they do.
Do they?
When it's convenient for them and not the plot.
It just seems like they're always running everywhere.
They do a lot of Naruto running. Because
they have that cool ninja run that they do.
So we cut back to everybody waking up. Well, everybody waking up in different places, and then they all meet up at the guy's apartment. Kai and Damon wake up last because they huffed too much. They had the deepest sniff of the flowers. And then they're just like, oh, whoa, weird, huh, yeah. And they're like, you know, doing that like end of episode thing where they're like, yeah, we did it. And then there's the door opens, and Terry's there. And she's like, hey, I want to thank you, Damon, for fixing my car earlier. I don't know how she found his house. Whatever. A little weird. A little creepy. But okay.
But she just found his name on the buzzers downstairs.
Okay, yeah, sure. And then she...
Or she just asked anyone in the hallway, because they seem to know where everybody lives.
That's true. So then she pulls some flowers out. It's the same exact bouquet as the other ones. And she's like, I got you these. And he's like, flowers. And tosses them in the sink, like 20 feet away. And she's like, excuse me? Okay. And then the girls cover for him.
They try to cover for him, but they do a bad job. Because here's a girl obviously interested in Damon.
Yeah.
Damon seems interested in her as well.
Yeah.
So Karone and Maya come up and just hang on Damon. And they're like, he's allergic to flowers.
No, they don't say it like that. Maya says it in a fun, jokey way. I think they're definitely hanging off of him. Yeah. And so they're sending two different signals. But like... They're like, oh, no, it's, don't take it, like, Karone's like, don't take it personally, and then Maya's like, yeah, he's allergic to flowers. It gives him nightmares.
And they all laugh. Damon does that weird, like, look back at your friends behind you and laugh.
Yeah, and then, but, like we see the back of Terry's head, and I would give $100 right now to see what her face is, because it's got to be like, I'm gonna go forever. And
this was a mistake.
Yeah. So, see you never, Terry. Sorry it didn't work out. You seem very nice. Sorry, the Power Rangers is so weird. But that is the end of the episode.
Uh-huh.
You started.
Yep.
I get to pick the first best.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to... Oh, geez. What is it?
I think the best is pretty easy.
I mean, it's Damon ripping the thing out of the
absolutely.
Chest, right?
Yeah. Because, like, it's not a bad episode, but it's not a great episode either. But that part is just so friggin' cool.
I thought it was a really interesting episode, and we'll talk about that in a minute when we get to having to rank it in final thoughts. The worst is the Jim Jammer... If you die in the dream, you die in real life. That never coming back.
Yeah, the worst is just the failed potential of this episode.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is because almost all of the dream stuff was just Sentai footage. So they were very limited.
Yeah.
And they couldn't play with anything could happen in a dream as much as I think they really
should
have.
They did a couple times where like the ground shifted and a cliff was there, but that was really it. So
I just wanted one Swabby to suddenly be 60 feet tall.
Yeah, then, like, or like there'd be like
eat
500 Swabbies, like all of a sudden, you know?
Like he eats you, but then you just fall into the ocean. And you're like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, where am I? And all of a sudden everyone speaks French. And you have to fix a go-kart with your ex-landlord.
Also, you understand them,
yeah.
Which is weird because you don't speak French.
So MVP, I'm gonna say is Mike.
Yeah, I would say that he's the only one that doesn't fall asleep.
Yeah, he doesn't fall asleep,
and he breaks the curse.
Yep.
Or the spell, I guess.
With some quick thinking, which, by the way, if I was being blasted with lightning, if that didn't wake me up, that would definitely put me to sleep.
Right.
Especially if I was sleepy.
I think it's what she was trying to do.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll just knock you out then.
Yeah, but, like, quick thing, he, like did a little mousetrap thing, which I thought was very nice. Like, I thought that was, like, a nice trick.
I thought it was just going to reflect back and hit her.
Yeah.
And then they would come out of the dream, and they would have to fight Bisharp, like, in the Mountain Dome or something.
Yeah, but Hexuba didn't die. Like, the next episode is called Hexuba's Graveyard, so, like,
yeah.
So, I mean, she'll probably die in that one, but, like, there's more to this story. Now we got to rank it.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my thing.
Okay.
I think this episode lands on the good side.
I agree.
I think this episode reminded me a lot of season one of Power Rangers in a weird way, where they're like, here's the Sentai footage we have to work with. What do we do? Okay, what if Billy and Kimberly switched bodies?
Yeah.
Okay, is that in the set? No, not even a little bit. It's about a genie. Okay. So they just switch. Yeah, that's the story, though. They just, like, it's like, oh, yeah, they're making it sleepy. Well, what's the Sentai footage? They fight in, like, some snow once.
Yeah, it's like,
okay.
The landscape keeps changing.
Yeah. So it felt very season one to me, and I really like that. So I think it goes above Double Duty.
I agree with that.
Which, by the way, at this point, we have more above Double Duty than below it. So thank goodness. Let me scroll up a little bit from there. Okay, another Damon episode. We'll kind of compare the two. Green Courage, where he had to go onto the ship and fix it and also save Illuminati One.
I think this might be better than that.
Okay. Above that is An Evil Game, where Deviant tried to kill Trakina, but just killed his two subordinates when they almost ratted him out to Trakina.
That one has some rad Trakina stuff.
There is some good Trakina stuff. Two above that is Turn Up the Volume, which is just Screamy Time. Is this better than Screamy Noibat? This also featured a Pokemon.
That's true. I like Noibat more than Bisharp, but I like this episode more than that because I didn't just want to shut this one off at any point.
Yeah. So above that is Beware the Mutiny, which was weird. Yeah,
that one's when they're like, oh, Captain Mutiny, thank you for welcoming us to this Lost Galaxy. We'll trust you and your booty.
Yeah. We'll trust that booty. I don't know if it's better than Beware the Mutiny.
I don't. That one is weird, but it is also pretty good.
It is pretty good. The end is infuriating with the slave stuff and the Rangers running away from people that need help.
Yeah.
This one also starts, and I'm getting sick of mentioning it because it's so weird. And the problem is Power Rangers are doing this thing that they do sometimes where they think something's fine. And they don't realize the longer-lasting implications of what they're doing and have no intention to address it at all. But it starts off with him being like, I need to get more slaves. It's like, God damn it, guys. Like, just like, give me 2 minutes without this stuff. I think it's better than Turn Up the Volume. I don't think it's better than Beware the Mutiny.
I agree with that.
Okay, so coming in at number 10 is Dream Battle. Any final thoughts?
No, just like I said before, I just wish it steered more into weird dream stuff, but I understand why they couldn't.
Yeah,
just do more with the, like, what happens in the dream happens in real life
stuff.
Like, have them fight in a dream Terra Venture, and, like, real Terra Venture is taking damage.
Yeah, like, that would be real good. Like, half the Rangers are in the dream, and, like, Leo and Mike aren't. And so when, like, something happens in the dream, like, it'll happen. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
I want a whole season that takes place in dreams now. Just to get real weird.
Power Rangers Dream Force?
Yeah, I want Dream Fighter. I want Dream Battlers. Battle Dreamers. Dream Bruisers.
Power Rangers Dream Warriors.
Yeah, I want that. That would be rad.
That would be pretty sweet. The Zodiac one would be good for that.
Zodiac one, oh God, I hope it's... I know I say this every year.
Because,
like,
here's the thing.
I'm going to try to watch it.
If their morph form is, like, only in the dream realm,
yeah,
then their unmorph form could be anything.
That'd be so rad. One of them is furry. Like, there's a wolf one who's furry. The Blue Ranger is like a furry wolf ranger, and that's rad.
That is pretty cool.
The black one is huge. Like, just this gigantic bull, and I want it to be a girl, and I know that they are cowards, and they will not do it.
No, it's going to just be a big guy.
Yeah, but can you imagine? They just named her Nakano.
I can imagine.
It'd be the greatest thing ever. But I think it's going to be a real good season. I'm going to try to keep up with this one, I say every year, but maybe I mean it this time. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. We will see you on Monday for Hexuba's Graveyard. Who knows what's going to happen there? Probably they won't go to a dream. That seems to have not worked out for
her. No, she has a dream dimension didn't work, so she's trying the graveyard dimension.
Going to raise all their dead... Oh, no, they actually do have a dead friend. Oh, no, I made it sad. We got to go.
On that note...
All right, well, we'll see you on Monday. Until then,
may the power protect you.
Yeah, you got this. Here's my notes.
Okay, no. I can't read those. That cryptography.
It's, yeah. Sometimes it's more of a feeling than a word.